From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Students at Mary Washington College in Fredericksburg, Virginia, held a candlelight vigil the night of September 11th. There was a teach-in and a peace walk last week and a five-minute silent tribute to the dead. We visited this week and spoke to Nathan Ballantyne, a senior from Williamsburg, Kathy White, a junior from Norfolk, Andrew McAfee, a sophomore from Richmond, and Gina McGovern, a senior from Bud Lake, New Jersey. I asked what ought to be different now.
I hope that things don't carry on exactly as they did before the attack, in that I hope that people have an awareness now that the U.S. is not infallible and is not impenetrable, and we aren't the superpower that we thought we were.
Is anybody afraid? I mean, not necessarily afraid of anything specific, but just sort of have the higher level of being uneasy, being observant, kind of thinking any differently because of what happened? Nathan?
I was watching the nightly news last night, and they did a spot on crop dusters in Florida being grounded, and how there is some evidence of a plan to take over crop dusters and put biological chemicals in them and spray the cities. And when I hear things like that, fear certainly registers in my mind.
Being from Norfolk, you know, the biggest naval base in the United States, I was afraid for my family just because that may have been one of the possible targets. But now I realize that it's just not worth it to be afraid. It's just because I think that the amount of unity and the amount of compassion that we've showed to the world is a really huge asset to our solidarity, I think. And it's just seeing the American flags has a whole new meaning for me. I've never seen anything like it. Like, even 4th of July, you don't see anything like that. You walk down the road and you see American flags on every block, and it's just something really amazing that you're just proud to be a part of.
Anybody thinking about doing anything differently with their lives? I mean, if this is a lengthy war on terror, as the president says it will be, does that tell you that you should be doing anything differently from what you would have done anyway?
Well, I've definitely gotten more political. I've gotten informed, and I've been reading up on things and getting active in the community. And I think that, I mean, there's not a lot of positive things you can pull out of this situation, but I think if a lot of Americans are educating themselves and taking a look at the situation, an international situation, foreign policy, I think it's probably a good thing on that front.
So do you think that this means that you're going to pay attention to something you weren't paying attention to before? That represents a change?
Absolutely.
So you considered yourself kind of like not paying attention to politics yet? Or,
well,
maybe
I,
never?
I figured there was nothing I could do. I left it in other people's hands. And there were things that I would see that would make me angry, but what say do I have, you know?
And now?
Well, and now I participated in the Peace March, and there's the... There's message boards online that I'm submitting to, and I'm trying to spread awareness. I made my own statement and posted it online, and about 100 people have visited so far. It's not much, but, you know, it's my little piece.
Has anybody given any thought to enlisting, going to work for the federal government? If any concerns about the potential for military service?
So far, I really haven't felt the need to... enlist in the military or the reserves, because I think a lot of students, particularly in college, I feel that they know that their biggest duty is to go to college and get an education to become the policymakers of tomorrow and to become the people that change the world. And then I think about the draft and what if we did have to go to war, and it raises the question whether women should be included in the draft, which is a huge controversy. And I think now, more than ever, we're going to have to start paying attention to that.
Is it something you all are talking about, the draft, the possibility of the draft being reinstated? Does that come up?
There were a few mentions of it, and personally, my emotions went from shock to anger, and now I'm trying to understand things. And in my few days of anger, if the draft were reinstated and I got my draft card, I would have had no problem going into the military. But after my emotions subsided a bit, I certainly would not be happy now if I were drafted into the military. Right now, I think we need to be talking more than acting.
That was Nathan Ballantyne. We also talked with Gina McGovern, Andrew McAfee, and Kathy White, students at Mary Washington College in Fredericksburg, Virginia.